Chelsea Lafayette is Managing Director of the Burlington Discover Jazz Festival, and she joins me now in the VPR studios to talk about the festival, which starts tomorrow, and also what it takes to make the whole thing work. Thanks for coming in.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Tell us what brought you to Burlington Jazz Fest.
So I'm not originally from Vermont. I married in. My husband's from here. We met down at school in New Orleans. And so, of course, one of the most well-known jazz festivals happens down there. And so when we moved up to Vermont, which was 10 years ago, Memorial Day weekend, my first night out happened to be the first night of the 2007 Burlington Discover Jazz Festival. And I was walking by the Flynn. I saw the names on the marquee. I thought, what is this place? And as soon as I learned about it, I thought, I want to work there one day. I actually ended up going home that night to see if the Flynn was hiring. And it happened that they were. And unlike many of my friends who were looking for jobs in the arts at that time, I actually got one. So I spent 7 years at the Flynn Center for the Performing Arts, handling artist contracts and services, working in the programming department there, and started helping out with the festival. Moved over a couple years ago. So this will be my third festival working for the event, but it is my first as managing director.
Can you give us a little behind the scenes of how it all comes together?
Yeah, there are two of us that work for the festival year round, and that's what we do most of the year. We have over 100 partners in the festival, so that's, you know, sponsors and people who just help us out with all the different things that we need, from food to, you know, tech equipment. Mm-hmm. And we do think every year, you know, how should we do things differently? How can we have a bigger impact? And so that's really what the planning stage looks like, and then we start filling in the slots. Especially when you're talking about touring artists, you know, what touring artists are available, who is going to be around in June? Do they want to come to a market of this size? Are they able to come to a market of this size? So we work with the artistic director of the Flynn is the Jazz Festival's artistic director. So Steve McQueen does a lot of our bigger shows. And then we work together on the waterfront. Festival staff handles all the other stuff all over downtown Burlington each year that we present. And then, of course, there are many more than that happen in area venues and restaurants. All of those venues and restaurants book all of their own shows. So I wouldn't even be able to count how many people are contributing to the full lineup.
I'm just thinking, personally, the way my own brain works to sort things out and organize, I would need, you know, a warehouse-sized dry erase board so I could keep track visually of everything. How do you do it? How do you keep track?
It was all very, maybe old school is the right word. I had pieces of paper for each day that were color coded up on my wall, and I was using a pencil and mapping everything out. So as I would make an offer to an artist, I would write them in what I offered them and what day, and then work that piece out. And some artists I'd like, oh, I really know I want them, so I'm going to offer them a few different dates and times and see what they say. And so I'd have to pencil all of those in and then erase it depending on when they confirmed. And that was really my system for a while. And then I kind of transferred it all over. So it was shareable between all of the festival staff.
Oh, right.
And actually, there's lots of people.
They can't all come to your office and see the handwritten.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I'm wondering if there is some elusive artist that you just really, really have wanted to have perform.
That's such an interesting question for this year, because the answer is absolutely yes. Kamasi Washington is someone that we have been chasing for years.
Oh.
And I was talking with Linda Little, who was the managing director for the past 4 years. And when I told her Kamasi Washington was confirmed, she was very jealous. He's really the hottest thing in jazz right now. And he's new to our market. He's never played Burlington before. I mean, he played Coachella. He's just, not only is he very hot right now, but he's just incredibly talented. Mm. And we talk about him as a future legend in the making. You know, the jazz legends are now few and far between. And so we're looking to this new generation. He's definitely a part of that and someone that we've wanted for a long time. And he's one that I'm very happy to have, especially
Wow.
My first year. I think the most important piece about jazz that I appreciate is the musicianship that it takes to play jazz well. You can play lots of different other genres when you're not very talented. You can kind of get away with things. In jazz, you can't get away with it. And so I think anyone can go to jazz. And even if, you know, we get some people who say, you know, oh, I don't really feel like I like jazz. And of course, there's plenty of other things to go see during the festival. But I encourage people to check it out, because at the very least, you're going to appreciate the musicianship. And that's what I think is important. I also think that it's a uniquely American art form and something that we can really claim. And so I have a little bit of a patriotism about the genre of jazz. But I think there are lots of people who, true to the theme of the festival, still have the opportunity to discover jazz and should take that opportunity.
Mm.
We're working with the city of Burlington to do some pop-up style performances. Oh. So I don't know if you've checked out the new bus station that we have downtown, but it is lovely. And so we're going to do an event over there, Friday Rush Hour. It's our very first show of the festival. And then also in that same vein is that we're going to do a pop-up performance on the top of the Lakeview parking garage.
Oh.
Body Cut is going to be there. Great local group. If you've ever seen them, high energy. And we're going to go straight up to the top with awesome, awesome views. When you have a festival that's 34 years old, finding new and different ways to kind of re-energize and do different things is a challenge. And I feel like we've met that challenge this year with that show.
Thank you so much for coming in and telling us more about this year's Discover Jazz Fest.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Chelsea Lafayette is the Burlington Discover Jazz Fest Managing Director. And you can find links for all the Jazz Fest events at vpr.net.